Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the Astrologers! They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. We'll eat your ass on the first night. It's Scorpio season.
Hey! Clap my cheeks!
Do y'all feel like goblin swallowing? Because it's Scorpios.
I feel goblin swallowing, like, with the fucking bloody mask on or some shit.
Yeah. I want to fuck you with the scream mask on.
For real.
And then stab you. And then Google you after. I want to be on some Casey Anthony flow today. That's fucked up.
Oh, God. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. We're creepy as fuck. It's Scorpio season. Welcome back for another week, y'all, with the Astrologers. If you haven't guessed already, this is a Scorpio season episode, so we are getting creepy. We are getting slutty.
Mm-mm. Well, happy Scorpio season, everybody. But let's get into the events of the week. Any astro events coming up?
Boo!
Boo!
Honestly, there's not. Because this episode, we're going to talk about all the astro events that are going to be going down in Scorpio season. There's no, like, major events happening right away. We do post minor events on our daily socials, so y'all bitches better be following, because we some fly bump holes now. No, I'm kidding. We acting brand new.
Follow us on Instagram, @the_astrologers, ooh, on TikTok, @the_astrologers, ooh, Twitter, @the_astrologers, ooh, and Facebook, @the_astrologers.
Ooh, ooh. Leave a review. Give a fucking star. Subscribe. Okay, it's Scorpio season. I'm going to be toxic. Do what I say.
Okay. Now.
Oh, and we're the toxic ones.
Right. Right.
I'd rather stalk someone than tell me about themselves.
That's not like, what we said. You put words in our mouth.
You said, I don't want you to tell me. I want to find out on my own. I was like.
I said, I'm going to ask you a question because I already know the answer.
And my jaw dropped and I said. Tell me you're toxic without telling me you're toxic.
Oh, I'm 100% toxic. I will admit it happily. I have a problem.
There's toxic Tarsuses here.
I mean, being a Tarsus in its own right is toxic as fuck. So.
And you love us.
But going into Scorpio season, you know, we got to talk about some slut butts. Who got some slut butts for me this week?
Me. It's a me, Mario.
It's a me.
Now, I got two slut butts from two Scorpio women.
Ooh. Oof.
Okay. Now, I'm going to just live read them. Y'all ready? I didn't read them on purpose because I was like, I want it to be a blind reaction.
Love it.
First of all, one of my Scorpio queens was like, bitch, you should have had me on as a guest. And I said, God damn, we done fucked up. But maybe we can do an ep with her because she's still got a couple weeks left here. We should do it.
Let's do it.
We're going to do it.
I'm in.
She's a fucking hoot. She's a Scorpio, but she's only hooked up with two Scorpios. The last one she hooked up with a one-legged man.
Oh.
Oh, my.
And listen, no tea, no shade. We ain't fucking coming against anybody with nothing, but just this is prevalent to the story, you know? He was a semi-famous guy. He was living in Bali when they first started talking.
Oh, it's the Bali for me.
The first time they met face-to-face was when she was picking him up from the airport so he could come live with her.
Oh, okay. My God.
Yes, never met before, but motherfucker's moving in.
Tell me you're a Scorpio without telling me you're a Scorpio.
Tell me you're two Scorpios.
Correct. Two Scorpios. Correct.
He was loud in bed and very, very active despite his one leg. Don't ever let you think that shit slows somebody down because she said, bitch, all eyes on me in the center of a ring just like a circus.
Ooh.
It did not hinder his performance. He was pounding that shit, prosthetic and all. But it takes a turn because, like, he was sexy. I actually saw a picture. He was fucking hot. I was like, damn.
Where is this going?
He turned out to be a liar and an alcoholic.
Oh.
And one night, her scorpion gut was telling her, he's talking to other bitches. He's a fucking liar. So he came home drunk as fuck. While he was passed out, she done went through the phone, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sending other women naked pictures of himself
from
her fucking couch and photos of him wearing women's underwear in her bathroom. And they weren't her undies. She ended up connecting with one of his old friends who was really supportive when I connected with her after the breakup. And you're going to have a giggle. She sent me a screenshot from a FaceTime from when she was out with him where he was sucking on another guy's cock.
Suck my cock.
He always maintained he was straight, but he always made jokes about dudes. I'm not going to say what service he was in, but in a certain, like, you know, like, what's that, military service, were gay. And he was in that service, the certain one. She goes, I guess he wasn't joking because he was deep-throating some fucking dude's cock.
Oh, my.
I'm speechless.
I mean, I'm speechless, but I'm also not because he's Scorpio.
Yeah. Like, that's that story.
Yeah, it's
like,
the dark mystery for me. Oh, wow.
It's the, let's move in, and then you're cheating, and you're pounding it out with a prosthetic. Like, I'm here for that, but then I'm not here for the abuse. Hello? Like,
what? Oh, God.
And my Scorpio friend, literally for, like, ever, like, she dated someone for 7 years, was a Gemini, super toxic, and then after they broke up, she was fuck, and, like, carnival of cock.
Good for her.
And then, like, literally since March of this year, she's, like, literally slept with, like, nobody. She's like, look at my birth chart and tell me where I went from cock destroyer to, like, solitary sex masturbate on my own. I'm like, well, we're gonna look at it, but love that for you. Oh. You have phases where you're like, you get a dick.
We really do.
Yeah, I don't want to give a dick.
Yeah, you just want to keep to yourself and play with yourself.
Yeah. Diddle your skittle.
Exactly. That's it. Have a ball. Like, why not?
Have two balls. Big ones. He had panties on and he was sucking.
And they weren't even her panties.
She goes, I don't know who they were because they weren't mine. I said, hello? He was taking booty pics in your bathroom?
In a thong.
In a thong-a-long-a-long. Probably his balls were hanging out of the thong. Oh, God. Right? A guy in a thong. Onions out. Onions. They tuck. They're not gonna... These hetero men aren't tucking. They're not taping.
I wish I could see a picture.
We could look up balls in a thong. Look it up. I'm kidding. And then I have a mild slut butt. So we have a Scorpio who started diddle-daddling with a Sag.
Ooh,
Dom sub relationship.
Ooh.
I've seen a video of him smacking that ass. It was glorious.
Oh,
I want to see his video.
So this Scorpio was out, and she was, like, you know, at dinner with friends, and there was two guys there, friends of friends, whatever. They were going to go, like, have a night out, smoke hookah, drink, whatever. So they go out, and the two guys are there, and she was actually talking to another guy that was bothering her. So the other guy's like, yo, what's going on? She's like, oh, you know, I hate when people aren't direct, aren't to the point, yada, yada, yada. One thing led to another. They're having conversation. She's not looking at it like that. And he kind of looks at her butt because she was sitting on a chair and I guess her cheeks were hanging over. She got a big old booty. He's like, yo, that looks nice. And she was like, what? And he's like, is it as soft as it looks? And she's like, fuck yeah. And he ends up leaving to go to work. Next thing you know, she fucking is at the place. He actually ends up working there. That's why he left. So he was like working at the bar, whatever that they went to, lounge. And she's dancing, she's vibing. Next thing you know, he presses her against the wall and just starts choking her.
Oh, my.
So she licks her lips like a sick Scorpio bitch. And he's like, I bet. So whatever, they end up hanging out. He comes to the crib. He goes full Dom mode. Now, he already explained to her, I'm a Dom. I like, yada, yada, bing, yada, boom. He was very upright where she's like, I'm down with it. I'm down with the shit. He gets like this glazed over look in his eyes, goes full Dom daddy mode. Next thing you know, she's dropped on her knees. Now, she sent me a video.
Yes, God.
She was all lingerie, out, hair done, nails done, everything. Did get her ass flogged.
Ooh.
And that was just God. The G-rated
version. I am wait. I can't even speak.
I'm getting hot.
And I'm going to get more tea, but that's the tea for now.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to hear the rest of this.
Give me a part two next week.
I feel like fucking something.
Yo, that is all right up my alley. And with the Sag of all people. Oof. Mm. Oh.
She gonna peg. But moving along from slut butts, this week we have no major astrological events or minor. You know, we post our minor on our socials. But this episode, we're gonna be talking about everything during Scorpio season. So we're not gonna waste our time and do that. We just gonna dive right into it. Nikki the Ninja, take it away with the first event. And Scorpio season, I'm going to tell y'all, is actually probably one of the more mild ones. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really not, like, deep-throating us. It's more, like, giving us a slow stroke. And I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at it.
Y'all going to be whores, but y'all going to be astrologically comfortable.
Spooky whores.
Psycho whores.
Spooky pussy.
Stalking whores.
Hello.
Y'all going to be stalking people? You got Scorpios in your chart. I'm scared.
Starting on October 23rd, the sun has entered Scorpio, the intense emotional water sign of our dreams. Sinking into the depths emotionally and accessing the parts of yourself that cause inactivity or stagnation. Not a shock that many cultures celebrate death during Scorpio season. Halloween, Dia de los Muertos.
Samhain.
Samhain.
But that's like the witch's New Year, so go on.
The sun in Scorpio shines a light on some of the darkest places that exist within us. Mm-hmm. So get it's your deep spooky bookie on.
I'm going to get a nip about this season.
Good luck.
Hello. Her arms were cut off. Her ears were cut off.
Their nipples were cut off.
Her brows were then waxed.
Oof, imagine getting murdered than getting your brows waxed. And finished being murdered. That's terrible. Imagine getting them threaded. A plucked. Oh my God. Out of here with that.
The brow murderer. Oh God.
Her brows were cut off. Imagine if someone had an eyebrow wall. Sorry, but this is such a Scorpio season conversation that I can't even. Like, imagine having a wall of eyebrows. Like, hello.
That's the next serial killer. The brow.
The browsinger.
The browsinger. Oh God.
I'm just browsing. So on October 30th, Mars enters Scorpio. Now, this is in its other ruling sign, so Mars is not bold and loud here like it is in Aries. Instead, its actions are secretive, cunning, and manipulative. Y'all better stop!
Hello.
As we ambitiously strive towards our deepest desires, with Scorpio and Mars, we are driven and focused on getting what we want. You can be persevering, single-minded, and strong, so just watch your energy. The desire to have, like, stronger emotional depth experiences can come up, and the urge to penetrate not just your partner but the surface of life is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
People can tend to be fascinated at this time with what others tend to repress and are drawn to experiencing and understanding these things. You're less inclined to avoid important issues during this time. In some ways, it's almost like you want to have some fucking drama right now because you think it's going to, like, change you and be transformative and emotionally exciting, which rightfully so it can, but just don't be, like, starting fires that don't need to be started. We all might feel rather extreme emotions or nothing at all because this is either like, there's no middle ground here. Like, right. It's either because I want it all or nothing at all. Like, it is what it is. Scorpio wants to dig deep and some people are going to try to fight it and it's going to cause ruptures. Mm. But just be a basket case. Go off. Be emotionally volatile.
Go off.
Slap somebody. Scream at somebody. Fight your grandma. Shit.
Oh, hello.
I feel like fighting my grandma.
Now, on November 4th, we have the new moon in Scorpio.
Ooh, ooh.
This new moon encourages us to go deep and explore our shadow selves.
Ooh. How deep is your love?
Starting things could be difficult, but can lead to powerful transformations. Okay. This is a time of planting seeds of expression. Speaking the truth isn't easy, especially for feeling conflict with someone else. With this new moon, you'll be able to express what's in your heart. You won't just have the urge to express your emotions. You'll experience them more fully than you already do. Diving into your emotions isn't bad at all because the greatest treasures, they're often found deeper than you're willing to go.
I love this. I think this moon is all about creating the need, like you said, to dive deep into your feelings. Get real with yourself. Even if it's something you don't want to feel, set your fucking intentions. And then Scorpio season, so suck some fucking dick. Hello.
Hello.
Whip it out.
You desire meaningful emotional exchanges now more than ever. Any other time, and it's easy to forget, and you are forced to change many things. Shallow relationships do not satisfy, so if it's not hitting it, fucking let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Or start working to let it go because they're not enough, bitch. Wake up, bitch.
On November 5th, Venus enters Capricornio.
Capricorn?
And this is serious vibes. You know, Capricorn wants to be the best, so they aim to please. And then now they're being Venus in Cap. You know, it makes sex more erotic, tactile, and they really want to please you.
It's a business transaction. Like, how many times can I make you come?
Right. let me go down on you, please.
What can I do?
You did this for me? Let me go down on you and give you an orgasm.
Let me do this for you. It's a business exchange.
Dad I'm with is it. Home. Home for me. Relationship goals and standards are high, super nitpicky with your boo. Use this transit to work with your partner to build a stronger, more stable relationship that you're both happy with. I mean, it's the earth sign being nitpicky for me. I mean,
if
come on.
If y'all dating right now, if he's a doozy, she's a doozy, Venus gonna go on a cap and go, bye. I don't feel like fucking something. You're gonna get mad picky right now with the matters of love and money. Like, you're gonna be smart with your money. You're gonna be more practical, like pragmatic. And then the matters of love, if that shit ain't it, you're going to be like, ew. Like, you ever smoke a joint with someone you fucking think you like, and then you look at them like, damn, you look like
you
shit.
Ugly.
That's why I can't smoke with people like that. Like, yo! Because I'd be like, oh, your tooth look weird. Why you got that ring? Like,
deadass. Like, yo, I'm the same.
That's Venus and Cat vibes. Don't smoke with someone you just started dating because you're going to nitpick the shit out of them and be like, I have to go home. I can't talk right now. They're like, I'm eating. Doing weird sign shit.
It's the ick that with the earth sign for me. It's the ick.
But the air signs get the ick too.
It's, like, it's yeah. Like they're breathing funny. I'm like, ugh, gotta go.
Why you Bogarting that? No, I swear that. I have a rule: don't ever smoke with someone I'm dating or not comfortable with, because I will sit there and rip them apart and be like, I have to go home. And I'm like, I smoked weed. I should be.
I'm like looking at them. I'm like, my God, like your eye is fucking like not level with the other
like,
one.
Why do you drink?
One is lower than the
like
other.
That?
Right.
Why are you talking
why
about
is
that?
One nostril bigger than the other? The why is your like? Lip look like that? What's with that wrinkle under your eye? What's with that blackhead on your nose? I gotta go. I'm sorry. This ain't gonna work out
for
me.
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel this way? I never forget. I smoked with someone. I was looking at them. I was like, needless to say, we never had another date. I don't mean to be fucked up. Just Mary Jane be making me be like Judge Judy. Like, don't pee on my shoes and tell me it's raining. I know this ain't going nowhere.
And then the Virgo moon.
Oh.
And her Gemini moon, both Mercury, were like, detail. Cancel, bang.
Yep. Boop.
So on the 5th, Mercury enters Scorpio, so start sexting.
Ooh.
For the next few weeks, communication will be intense and mysterious as we search for the truth in every word. However, it can make us develop obsessions if we're not careful. So like we said, during this time, you might feel deeper communication styles. You might feel more intensity, but you also have to be mindful and check in that you're not being too, I'm not looking out for me. I'm looking out for you. I just feel like Scorpio Mercury's can sometimes be a little intense and they don't mean to be intense. It's like in a loving or polite manner, but it could just come off really hot. And you have to think of the other person, like how they perceive it, their placement, how they operate. They might not take it that you mean it. And they might be like, the fuck? Like, it's a lot. Like, you know, it's heavy. It's beautiful, but it's heavy. So just be mindful of this during this time.
And being that Scorpio is intuitive, water sign, if you feel it in your gut at this time that something is wrong, dig deep and figure it out because you're not wrong either. Like, you have to follow that intuition.
Trust that intuition. Trust that. Because it don't lie.
Trust that Scorpio third house.
And manipulate yourself. On the way down to that intuition, you're like, I'm going to go this way. Wee! Like the Geico pig. Wee! Nah.
That intuition be knowing.
I love that though. I'm like, I'm getting a little intensity. Ooh, shake up during Scorpio
shake it up a little
season.
Bit.
Make it nice.
Before we dive into the next event, I actually want to say that on November 15th is our Lemmy's birthday. It's your fucking birthday.
It's a fucking celebration.
We want to shout out our wonderful astrology podcast mascot, doggy of the year. Oh, our lemon Salem boo.
Our sexy Scorpio boy.
This is my Scorpio baby. He's Salem. He's a Labradoodle. We haven't posted on the pod page. We can post all our babies on the pod page so everyone can know who our babies are.
Yeah.
But it is going to be his 8th birthday, and we're going to be having a party for him.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned, because I'm going to get him like a little cake or whatever.
All the treats.
I had like a mini birthday party for him, but I've never had an actual party. But I feel like he's turning 8.
It's time.
He's grown.
We got to go off.
He's going to be humping everybody.
I'll be helping everybody. Look, if you ever hear poise in the background, that's Lemon Square.
I love him.
He feels like fucking somebody. He feels like fucking your leg. It's so weird because he never humped in his life till 8. Now he's like, oh, you gonna hug my mom? And I'm like, it's this possessive Scorpio for me. Like, anybody hugs me, he wants to hump them. I'm like, hello?
I'm not mad at it, though.
He's never humped me, so there's no incest. Not yet. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. I'm not mad.
Oh, baby. And now on November 19th, we have a full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus.
Snacks, get the blankets. We're going to eat the candles. Moon.
Now, this intense full moon will bring closure in romantic and finance matters. It could lead to emotional outbursts as well.
I know y'all fucking lying. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all just red flagging.
With a lunar eclipse, the normal full moon results are obscured, hidden, or shrouded in mystery. It can bring a lot of emotional shocks and surprises. It is also associated with sudden endings. But always remember that every ending is also necessarily a beginning of something new.
Make the space, you create the space.
Taurus energy is all about security, both financial and practical security, and but blankets. also emotional security.
And blankets.
And food. And sleeps and naps.
And good socks.
Yeah.
Lunar eclipse in Taurus threatens our emotional security blankets.
Hello, you ripping off my emotional blanket, bitch? I know you fucking wrong.
Something we rely on or depend upon will suddenly feel not quite as stable.
Well, that's some bullshit. What kind of full moon today?
It's a lunar eclipse full moon. That's
it's
what it
shaking
is.
Shaking shit up. I ain't mad at that though. Mm-mm. I feel like that lunar eclipse is gonna make you really check in and like circle back with what really like you know better, but you're doing it anyway, right. Which we all fucking do, no matter what the fuck level you're at. It's Cinderella. It's cleaning the webs. We're the mice helping you. I want to be the fat one. Gus.
I'm
Gus.
I'm sorry. Oh, God.
And on the 21st, right after this full moon, yo, get to work. Do a fucking workshop. Meditate. Fucking masturbate. Fucking do some sex magic. Goddamn, do anything you need to do. Shake your ass in the goddamn lunar light, lunar eclipse light.
That's what we're going to be doing.
That's it.
But what I will say is right after this, the sun is going to move into Sag, so that's why I get it together this full moon. After an intense-ass Scorpio season, the sign's fiery disposition will warm us up and brighten our outlook for the next 4 weeks. The energy is about to get mad optimistic, fun. We going to feel like fucking something, but like for
everything.
Fun, not for like... crazy reasons. We just want to have fun. Like, girls just want to have fun. Cindy Lauper vibes. Yeah. Everybody wants.
What's
have
a relationship?
Fun.
It's time to entangle-angle with all these buttons.
But we're going to get into that more on our actual Sagittarius season episode, so stay tuned, because I love me some Sag season. I just know that's my polarity. I'll be thriving.
We all love a good Sag in the sheets.
Look, we love pegging a Sag. Hello? Who did that? I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out.
Moments is the word. We don't know. But, you know, we love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. And we can't wait to see you next episode. You fucking whores.
See you next week.
Suck my cock.
See you next week.
Peace.